Mandy.
Hello, Katie.
I feel
Back
like
in
we're
the
coming in hot today.
on two wheels, baby. On two wheels.
Yep. Honey
Come on.
is having a day, having a week. Honey's having a week. Aren't you,
What has she been
honeybee?
doing?
Well, there have been a lot of changes going on around here this week. The first is that, it got really, really cold. And so Diana was inside, and we were finally getting used to that. And then yesterday, I heard something at the door. And I thought, am I hearing phantom meows again? So I went and opened the door. There was not a cat
Or
there. And then I thought, well, maybe I'm hearing things because I've been wanting Art to come home for over a week now. So I went to the back door because I heard it again. Opened it up, no cat. It's like, I'm really going crazy. And so I heard it again. And then I went to the front door and there he was. Art has returned.
kill the fatty calf, kill the red rooster. I'm as happy, I'm as joyful as ever I could be. Kill the fatty calf, kill the old red rooster. What has lost has returned to me.
I mean,
Who says
seriously,
vacation Bible school isn't legal?
there is a sermon in there about the prodigal son returning. Like, I have never, or the lamb, the one lamb, Jesus going to get the one lamb to return to the 99. I really and truly have not felt that much joy in a long time because I was so worried about him.
Now you have your theme song to sing with
Now
it.
I have a theme song, and now I have several sermons I can preach. Thanks, Art. But here's what I think happened, because he was not injured in any way. He was not scratched up or hurt or, damaged. But he was hungry. He
Right.
was real, real hungry. So I think that last, not Sunday, but the Sunday before, when it rained so hard, when Diana came home soaking wet, that he thought that he was being smart and ducked somewhere to get out of the rain and then got stuck there.
Yeah.
Because his belly wasn't quite as big when he returned to me and he was starving. So I watched him overnight, kept them both inside. He is functioning normally as a cat, peeing, pooping, meowing, eating, drinking, all the things. And today was such a beautiful day down here in South Georgia that I let him back out. And I'm going to start bringing him in at night.
Okay.
He didn't know, she didn't really want to go. Diana did not. And she kept, what's really funny is that she had gotten used to being an only cat. And when he came back, and he's a real talker, and not just a talker, but like a screamer, like he will tell you about it.
Yeah.
And so when
I
he
have one of
started telling us all his stories of debauchery and being the prodigal son returning, the two of them kept looking at me like, what the hell?
How this end
Why is he back?
up?
They were totally the older
Why
brother.
is all this
Exactly.
end up?
What has happened to me? So yeah, so it was really, last night was really interesting. He was so thrilled to be home. He was licking all over everything. He tried to groom Honey and she was like, "Oh hell no, what are you doing?" So she was like up on my shoulder trying to get away from him and be inside my skin. But anyway, I'm just glad he's back. I'm really, really glad he's back. I hate to think where he's been for the last week, but goodness, I'm just, oh, what a relief to hear that meow outside the door. So I'm
Good.
so thankful. And then I've had the best adventure today. I thought I would tell you all about it. So On Tuesdays and Thursdays, I told you last week, my friend Valerie, I'm so proud of her in the business. I'm really proud of all of our women, by the way, Mandy, all of our women that own businesses and are doing amazing things. Birch, who just had a birthday, I think I missed telling her happy birthday. And my friend Valerie, and my friend Jennifer, and our artist friends, all these powerful women. So Valerie's doing this great thing in the middle of nowhere, Georgia. So her sandwiches are delicious. I went back out there today and got one for this week. And so I also grabbed some of her gluten-free flours. And so I thought I would list those on there for all of our listeners that are gluten-free that need flour or want flour to try. She has pecan flour, pumpkin seed flour, and sesame seed flour. And I've also put her internet or her social media handle, the station 31072, which is the zip code for Pitts, Georgia. In the
There
notes,
you
so you'll be able to find her and order, or if you need to get in touch with me, I can put you in touch with her. If that's something that you need or want to try, I have now had a brownie, and then sitting in my kitchen because I ate too much for lunch is pecan flour pound cake with a cinnamon icing on it, and I cannot wait to eat it.
go. I have a question for you. I have a question for you.
I have an answer.
Is it your natural inclination to say pecan and you stop yourself?
I actually go back and forth. I thought about that today because I've said the thing more than once. And I think if I'm talking about pie, I say pecan pie. But
Okay.
like if I see a tree, sometimes I say pecan. I don't know. I do go
Well, it's
back
just
and
because you
forth
were
though.
talking about pecan something and then you said, oh, it's pecan.
I
So I
go
was just
back and
wondering.
forth. Yeah.
I was going to tell you to just be true to yourself and say pecan if that's what your inclination is.
Yeah. It I do I'm a ambidextrous pecan pecan sayer, I
Okay, well,
think.
there you go. You
'Cause
can say multitude.
I really thought about that today. I'm glad you brought that up 'cause I really did think about it. I thought, you know, I do say both. I don't know. Maybe it's 'cause I'm partially a Gogi granddaughter and partially a Twiggs County girl. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
There you go.
But anyway, I can vouch for the pecan flour. It is so good. I have not tried the pecan oil yet, just the sunflower seed oil, which I also love that they have. But it just made me think today how proud I am of all of our women, like I said. And it
Yes.
also, I just love, here's the other thing I loved. Her daughter's named Maggie, and Maggie is hilarious. Maggie is just one of those bright rays of sunshine in this world. And she's a senior in high school, and she's so fun. And Maggie is her delivery girl for all these sandwiches they're making. And so she busted in the back door of the
Yeah.
store, you know, just chatting away. And she didn't see me at first. And then she saw me. She was like, oh, I'm so excited to see you. And it just,
Oh.
you know, people, when you live by yourself, that doesn't happen a lot, first of all. But second, it just warms the cockles of my heart that I have found not just community with their mothers, but community with these beautiful young women too. Because Jennifer's got
A
two girls.
teenager. A teenager to be excited to see
Younger.
you. Listen.
I know, right? And so she
Yep.
hugged me. She pushed past everybody else and hugged on me. And it just, anyway, I just love this little community. It made me think about how much I love our community here and how much fun we have, even when sometimes we're like, what the heck are we going to talk about? I have no favorites. I don't cook or whatever. Just this
Right.
building of this beautiful community is so important and so wonderful. And I'm so excited about it. And it just made me happy today. Then after that, so I didn't just get my own sandwich. I got sandwiches for my friend Jennifer and her sweet, sweet daddy, who I adore, who's a generational pine tree farmer down here. And so we went to his house, who was, by the way, designed by Frank McCall.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it's very nice. It's a great house. You know, I love it. And ooh and ah over it every time I'm there. And so we ate sandwiches and everybody loved it. And then he was like, "Hey, preacher, you want to see where I'm burning?" I was like, "Sure."
Sure.
Sure. So
What more do I want?
we went out in the woods and I tromped around a little bit, but the problem was the fire had jumped the thing and he got all excited. And so at 83, this man was shoveling dirt on the fire. And it was just, you know, of all the things I thought I was going to do today, Jennifer was picking up dirt in her hands and throwing it at the fire. And he had a shovel and was throwing dirt on the fire. I mean, it was just like, I was standing there thinking, if you had told me a year ago that this day would
Oh
make my
boy.
heart so happy.
Right.
Jennifer and I
Right.
call it the bucket list we never thought we wanted. Like all
Love it.
these adventures that we go on, like she's the one who her daughter shows horses. So I've been to horse shows with her. Never thought I'd want to do that. Check that off the weird bucket list. Today, putting out fires with Pete. Check that off the weird bucket list. Like who knew? But it's just wonderful.
Listen. South Georgia will expose you to all sorts of glorious things you didn't even know you needed.
I mean, it was just the best day. Now, I did feel like I got a little kidnapped in the woods because I looked at my watch. I told Mandy, I looked at my watch. I was like, oh gosh, it's 2:30. I need to write a paper and I need to be home. So, anyway, but it was really great. Great, great day.
Well, good.
Yeah. So,
I sent you a text of what Mercy is currently doing.
oh, I can't wait to see it. Let's see.
Y'all,
Oh.
you're gonna hear it a little while, I can promise you.
Well, I think the thing that I love the most about this picture is not that she is just standing like a statue, but it's the ear, the one ear that's flopped back and open to the world.
And she's gotten up and walked around since I sent that, but now she's back to the same. And you like the way she gets all four paws. It's like she takes up
Yes.
as little space as possible. But boy, howdy, audibly, she's gonna make herself known.
Well, the stat it reminds me of those statues that some people have outside their house in cement that are, you know, that's what she looks like,
Yes, that's
except
exactly what it looks
for
like.
the ear.
It does look exactly like that.
Look how she's sitting.
Oh God.
Oh, goodness. So,
This dog.
anyway, what about you, Mandy? What you got going on?
Well, we have been living it. I've never seen the movie Frozen.
Really?
Never seen it.
Oh, it's good. You should watch it. You would like the music.
But I do believe we have been living in it.
Yeah.
It's just been cold.
It's
And
60
I
something
don't
here today.
know.
It's nice.
Yes, it's like my balcony door's open right now, thank
Yeah.
goodness. But it's just been cold, and there's, that Gulf breeze is all well and good until it's 27 degrees outside, and then it feels like 14.
Yes.
But yeah, no, it's just been cold. And I'm working. I'm reminded I hate living. Because lawyers are assholes. I don't know if y'all know this. Somebody's here to bark now. Lawyers are
Come
assholes.
here, baby.
Just plain and simple. Some are more assholy than others. But
Yeah.
what's a real jerk move is to file an amended caveat at 4:30 on Friday afternoon.
Stop it.
And also, in said caveat, accuse another member of the bar of basically malpractice, but like not having the guts to actually name the other. It's just like, oh, I was so mad. I was so mad. And I was especially mad. Hello, honey. I was especially mad because I couldn't talk to Mike about it.
Oh, yeah.
Because, it's one of those where he and I have already been through the trenches. with this opposing counsel.
Yeah.
And given the opposing counsel's behavior in the last case we had with him, I really
Oh,
should not
God.
have been surprised that he would
Yeah.
pull something such as this. He's now established a pattern for himself. I got an email today that they want to discuss the case. Do I have time to talk to them on Thursday? And I want to reply back and say, after what y'all have just done, the way my client is so entrenched and not settling at all on anything with y'all,
Yeah.
it's pointless for us to talk on Thursday. But that's not how you practice law responsibly.
Yeah.
You should always be trying to find your client a settlement. So I won't do that. But what I may do is say, well, we now have a pattern of how you operate. Once was a one-off. You are now two for two. And I see you, and I do not approve.
Yeah.
If the young associate who just passed the bar is on the call, I will say that.
Yeah.
I will say that. Because it's a shame that you're going to raise
It
up another generation of people to act like you act.
Yeah.
Because you are shameful. Do you hear me? And
Lawyers.
please, please bring your dumb donkey ass to Moultrie, Georgia with that BS. Double dog dare you. Double dog dare you. Can't wait to pick a jury. Can't wait to pick a jury in Moultrie, Georgia with you,
They
you
don't know
ding
who they're
dong.
messing with.
Anyway, that's what I've been doing. That's what I've been doing all
Love
weekend,
it. I
all
love
day
it.
yesterday.
4:30
Got
on
on a
a
file yesterday.
Friday.
Ted called me. Ted called me this morning. He said, "Well, how does it feel to have given birth to your motion for summary judgment?" Oh, anyway, so now in the meantime, also have listed three pieces of property to be sold.
Good.
Got property cleaned out. Managed not to have any pipes burst in the
That's good.
27 degree weather. Didn't get chased around the neighborhood by anybody on a golf cart again. All's well and good. That's, just I finished hole 30. I think I told you all that last week.
Yes, and you had pasta
I made
carbonara.
myself, yeah, so I made myself a Caesar salad. I guess on Friday, and made some homemade croutons, and used the good Parmesan cheese from Whole Foods. That's, $20 a pound.
So good.
But then I decided to take a shower because, friends, I have a sinus infection.
Again,
For
Mandy.
those keeping score, I went 10 months without a sinus infection after surgery, as long as you don't count, that one I had 2 weeks after surgery. So I thought, well, I'll get in the shower and stink. Don't talk to me like that. And what I didn't do, because you have your routines, and in the morning before I get in the shower, I always check the counter and make sure it is mercy proof. But because I had maybe had a glass of wine or three,
Okay.
and it was nighttime and not daytime, I forgot to check the counter, and I left my $20 a
Oh,
pound Parmesan and
no.
the rest of my homemade croutons in a plastic baggie. They were both in little plastic baggies that I left sitting on the counter.
Oh, no.
And when I got out of the shower, some dog came up to me, guilty as all hell. And I was like, I wasn't even looking for something. I didn't even know she had done anything wrong. She told on herself.
And she's allergic to everything.
She ate
People
me
don't
and
do that.
she, yeah, exactly. She ate the entire block of Parmesan cheese and every crouton. She did not eat the plastic bags. She ate part of the plastic bags, but not all of the plastic bags. Not what I needed. Not what I needed. Not what you needed. And sure enough, the next day she's like licking her feet.
Of
I'm like,
course.
I guess you are,
Yes,
you
so.
ding dong.
Ding dong, you ate a whole thing of cheese. Not you.
So
So
anyway.
she thinks
Hello,
we're talking
honey.
to her. So
We're not
normally
talking
she's
to you.
asleep when we're doing this, but we're doing it a little later in the day for our listeners. It's 5 o'clock. And honey likes a happy hour. Every day at 5 o'clock, she's like, her little internal alarm clock goes, Ping, time for a snack. So that's why she's awake today.
Well, Mercy, honey, Mercy, she ain't interested in no happy hour. She wants her dinner, and she wants it at about 3:30.
Oh.
So I like to make it until 5. I think my speaker died.
I can hear her today. I don't
Katie,
normally
I'll
hear,
play
but
the
I can
speaker died.
hear.
Let me play it
Okay.
again.
All right.
I can't hear you.
Okay. There we go. And Mandy's back.
Oh, now, okay, good. Now I can hear you.
Yeah. Honey can hear you too. She's very attentive today. Usually she doesn't give two hoots what we talk about.
Yeah, well, she's in it today.
Yeah, she is.
But yeah, so that's it. And listen, it's the most wonderful time of the year. The Olympics start on Friday, y'all.
Actually, they start Wednesday.
Yeah, the events start. Yeah, you're
Yeah.
right. But yeah, opening ceremonies are Friday. So Katie, tell us about your chosen Olympian.
So because I got waylaid in the depths of the forest today, I didn't have time to look through everybody that I wanted to, but one that caught my eye on the site that I was looking through on their athletes to watch was yet another speed skater. But this one I remember because she's a three-time Olympian. Her name's Brittany Bowe. Y'all, she's 37.
I almost picked her for that very same reason.
I realize she's still a lot younger than I am, like a decade younger, but still. 37 and still a competitive Olympian.
Yeah, Mercy.
Mercy me. So I'm very excited. There are several. So I, definitely if you want to get a lot more profiles, they've got plenty of them. I know there are a lot, Michaela Schifrin's on there. There, Chloe Kim. So there's so many people. I almost picked a curling person, but. Because she was 37 too, or 34. Because I was like, my goodness, all these women who are, past the age that we think of as being a prime age for athletes, and here they are still out there doing the thing. So I'm just
Doing
so
it.
excited to watch these people do great things, especially these women. It gives me hope that, maybe my walks are making me more. Spry and viable as an athlete, which they're not, but y'all know I think I can do it, so if I watch it, so maybe I'll be a speed skater if she can do it at 37. But she's another one that transferred from a
Listen,
summer sport, so she was a basketball player, and so she made the
okay.
transition to Winter Olympics, so I love that. So tell us about yours, Mandy. You've got some big news on your front as well.
Speaking of women who are older than you would think and their knees,
I know,
Lindsey
right?
Vonn, who is 41,
No way.
she's 41. She, if you'll remember, we
Oh,
had
sorry.
mentioned her a couple weeks ago because she had retired, but she had a total knee replacement, like got a titanium knee, and has made a comeback and has been killing it on the circuit. And lo and behold, if she did not fall last week, and the news came out today that she tore her ACL, but she says she is not letting that stop her.
Stop it.
She is still going to ski. She has made it this far. She is not stopping now.
That's
So she
amazing.
apparently you have to do a training run to qualify to ski. So I think her training run is on Saturday.
Okay.
So if she can make it through that and then can still make it to the gate, she's still gonna ski in the Olympics with a torn ACL at 41 years old. How you like me now?
I just love it. I love her. I love her gumption. I love her vaginal fortitude. I just love it.
Oh, no, we're not going to say that.
Well, better than saying she's better than a pair of balls. Nobody
Well,
wants one
that's
of
not our
those.
It's not our only alternative.
Oh, well, tell me what is, and I'll use it
I
because
don't
I'll.
know, but I don't want to talk about vaginal fortitude.
Oh, well, all right.
Did you see that your pick from last week is going to be the flag bearer in the opening ceremonies?
No, I'm so excited. I'm so
I can't remember who the
excited.
guy is, but I remembered her because you talked about her last week.
Yes, look at that. Look at that. I'll find it. Aaron something. Aaron.
I'm like, who? And then I was also going to tell y'all about a newsletter I just signed up for. It's from The Athletic, which, if you have a New York Times subscription, I think you're automatically also subscribed to The Athletic.
Okay.
It's called The Games Briefing, and it's going to be a daily newsletter during the Olympics where it kind of gives you the whole down low of the day, sort of what to watch, what's going to be happening. I've intended to go and do like a big deep dive to kind of give you all a schedule of which events to be on the lookout for in the next week. But that did not happen because, as I have mentioned, I've been working a lot.
Yes.
And my afternoon got away from me. But this games briefing is going to be a good resource for that so that you can be on the lookout for exciting things that are going to happen. I have also downloaded and would recommend if you're interested that you download both. There's an Olympics app that's like the official Olympics app. There's also an NBC Sports app. And what they have historically done is you can
Yes.
set it up so they will send you alerts when there is a medal event happening. So you'll know which channel in the NBC family to turn on at any moment to watch somebody win a medal. And then the Peacock is going to have everything, and we'll have it streaming. And then all the live stuff, there will be some live stuff on NBC TV too, but Peacock is like guaranteed the place. And I will just tell y'all that if you have a Walmart Plus subscription, you can pick Walmart Plus or Peacock as a free, quote unquote, perk of your Walmart Plus subscription, which is what I have done and just picked Peacock instead of Paramount Plus. So listen,
There we go.
bonus,
And
if
that
you would like to do
NBC website and app is really good. That's where I'm finding those athletes to watch. They've got a great TV schedule. And we'll tell you can do it where it's just the TV, like if you don't have all the apps, or you can do TV and streaming, and it'll give you the full schedule of everything. So, yeah, totally co-sign on all of that. Mandy, thank you for bringing those to our attention. And I just signed up for
Absolutely.
the briefing newsletter. So thank you for that as well. I'm very excited.
And then my real athlete, those were all just, your Olympic minutes.
Yes, preparing your spirit.
Yes. My real athlete of the day is Jessie Diggins.
Okay.
I will go and find, I saw last week somebody had mentioned her. She won cross country gold in the last Olympics, and the call of her win is one of the all-time sports calls. It was incredible. She was the first U.S. woman to ever win a gold medal in cross-country skiing, and that guy was feeling it. He's like Rowdy Gaines equivalent. So highly recommend that. Anyway, Jessie's coming in at a very young 34 years old,
Amazing.
but she made a statement today that just spoke to me. She is from many, I think. She's from Minnesota. I can't remember if it's Minneapolis or not, but she's from Minnesota. We're cheering for Minnesota big time.
Yes.
And she made a statement today about how, because I can imagine it would be hard in a lot of ways right now, depending on who you are and where you're from and how you grew up, to be really USA, USA, USA. And her statement today was, that she is there representing our beautiful, diverse country that we all live in. And I
Love
was
it.
just like, you go, Jesse. You
You
go,
go,
Jesse.
Jessie.
So
Love
hopefully
her.
Jesse might win another gold. Go, Jesse. Go, Minnesota.
I remember that call. I'm so thankful that you equated those two things because the name didn't ring a bell, but I remember that call. And you're right, it was
That
very Rowdy Gaines-ish if you watch
guy was awesome. He was so excited. Okay, and then I have favorites, and it's another one of those weeks I don't like anything.
There
But
we
as we
go.
have been sitting here today, I have come up with three things.
Okay. Love
Y'all
it.
can congratulate me later.
Ooh.
Oh, don't talk to me
Oh,
like that.
honey's little ears. She heard her, and honey's little ears went all the way up to the front.
So the first thing is a pizza that I made, I think on Saturday night.
Yeah.
Because you get off Whole30, what
You need
better
all
to
the
do
gluten.
than make a homemade pizza, right? So it's shocker, a Smitten Kitchen recipe.
Love it.
It's a pretty new one. It's a simple crispy pan pizza. Back
Yes.
in COVID days, I would make the King Arthur's pan pizza every Friday night, and it's delicious. But you have to plan ahead. You have to your dough has to rise like overnight, all this sort of stuff. This one is not that. Like you
Oh.
only have to allow like about 2 hours initially for the first rise. It's a little easier to make happen in a shorter period of time. And it was so good. So recommend that. The next thing is, sinus stuff, you're taking decongestants, trying to get all this snot out of your head. You really need to hydrate. And my nephew gave me this Owala water bottle for Christmas. It is giant, but it is so handy when you need to consume copious amounts of water.
I have the coffee
It
mug
fits in your
version.
cup holder. Yep. This
Love
one
it.
fits in your cup holder, even though it's giant. He gave me a straw to go with it. You can choose your own adventure with the straw if you don't like to, drink through a straw because it makes you have smoker's lines around your mouth. That's your journey in life. I don't give a rat's ass. So I'm enjoying my straw with my Owala water bottle. Anyway, highly recommend. And then the third thing is Trader Joe's body butter,
Okay.
any flavor that they have. I, of course, get the unscented because that
Right.
is my life to live. But they have, Will got my mom some coconut, the coconut body butter. It is delightful.
Okay.
I think last year they had like a set of like minis with different flavors. They have all been very nice, and but the consistency of the body butter is also quite lovely. I would recommend.
Okay.
Thank you very much. I came up with three favorites. It was impossible, and I
Like
did it.
in 10 minutes.
Where is my medal?
A gold medal for you.
Thank
All the
you.
women are getting the golds. I
There you go. There
love
you
it.
go. So what else is going on with you this week, Katie?
So tomorrow, I am using a new dog and house sitter. So I'm hoping she likes this. She's a vet tech at my vet. She doesn't do this for many people, so fingers crossed, people, that she is not annoyed by all these crazy goings on that we have. She already loves Honey.
Yeah.
She was the first vet tech to see Honey when I found her. And so we have a history, but fingers crossed. But I'm doing that because I'm going to Atlanta for my monthly meeting with everyone who's going through ordination together in the Methodist
Well, that's
Church.
fun.
Yeah, so it'd be great to get together with people who are kind of on the same journey. But I always stay with my friend Christine, and she is a fellow Olympic freak. And so we have already got plans to record the curling that starts tomorrow and to watch that together as we drink adult beverages. And so it's going to be amazing. I'm so excited. And she's gluten-free, so I'm taking her a sampling of all the flowers as her thank you hostess gift. Not that she wants one, but so I'm sure we'll have some follow up with her on those. But Yeah, so I'm really excited to go to Atlanta. I'm also having breakfast tomorrow. I have to leave really early, but it's worth it because I'm having breakfast tomorrow with one of my favorite octogenarians, the former dean of the Candler School of Theology, who is so kind to me and has just supported me in my ministry and my schooling. And so I'm going to a place called the Mystic Grill, which I've never been to in Atlanta, so I'm excited to try that. And then I may go
Fun.
to a museum because I'll have plenty of time before Christine gets done with school. So it may be a good Katie week of fun adventures this week. So, how about you,
Well,
Mandy? Are
good.
you just fighting lawyers with your cape?
Apparently, I
Yeah.
did, you know,
Well, I
did
hear
sign up for
honey.
this.
I don't know what honey's doing. She left my side, which is not normal. Honey, come here. What are
I
you
can't
doing?
hear.
No, she's in the other room. I'm afraid she's getting into cat stuff. I don't know. Come here, baby. Yeah. Sorry. What are you up to?
I don't even know.
Olympics. That's all I'm going to be
Yeah.
up to. Yeah. So I definitely think. So I don't know how we'll maybe update or talk about, or if y'all want to text us or whatever. We'll be watching. We'll be texting each other and maybe put some moments on social media of things that we loved that happen. Maybe some pictures of our meals. So for Friday night. So y'all just stay tuned and it'll be fun. I'm so excited. And then the baseball thing starts again. So we got the world. What is it called? The World
World Baseball Classic.
Classic. That's the word I was looking for. World Baseball Classic. So this is going to be a great stretch coming up. And I'm very, very excited.
Yes, fun sports times.
Yes, indeed. Indeed. Well, Manny, I'm so excited that you're fighting the good fight. If you need backup, just call us. Your posse will come. We'll, slash some tires allegedly, shank some people, whatever we need to
Here's
do.
the beauty of it is I don't even have to do that. These people just behave badly, and I don't have to.
There we go.
So, whew, anyway, all right. Well, enjoy the Olympics, everybody.
Yes, honey is licking my toes and I'm trying not to giggle. So I think it's time to take her on a walk.
Okay. All right. Bye,
Have
y'all.
fun.